and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, Kay Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
So here we are, the day before Valentine's Day. Are you ready for that?
Sure, yeah.
We're going to have Valentine's Day morning live at Nutrition Hub.
Can't wait.
We're going to be there. It's on Caraway next to Petco and Old Navy, that same shopping center. But while we're there, you guys can come by there and get what you always get. Or if you've never been there before, they have a lot of great stuff.
And we can help you. So you'll start off with an aloe shot. They have different flavors of that. Yep. Then you'll get your energy tea.
Yeah. And the crazy thing about the tea is it truly brings up your body temperature about 1 degree. You notice it if you're hyper-focused on it. But at the same point, when you do that, you burn calories. And they're talking about just that one tea can help you burn anywhere from 120 to 150 calories.
And then you get a protein shake, and it keeps you full, and it's good. And they have a ton of different flavors and different options.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun this morning. The K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc., live at Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today is February 13th. It's the day before Valentine's Day. So I was kind of thinking, I wonder if around Valentine's Day, if people kind of automatically get in that romantic frame of mind. Even maybe we don't realize it, because did you realize the number one song in country music this week is Scotty McCreery's song, This Is It, which is all about his love and his wedding.
This is it. This is now. This is what I've been talking about. Looking now, can't you see forever?
Just take my hand.
Take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together.
All right, so you would think that's a romantic song.
Yeah.
Especially for him and his wife. Like, a number one song based on them getting married. That's pretty sweet. So I was going back through history. And on this date, 25 years ago, there was an amazing number one song. It's 1994, and this is number one.
I swear.
Hello.
Yay.
By the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I swear. Like the shadow that's by your side.
By your side.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with every beat of my heart. I swear.
Number one in 1994, that's 25 years ago, John Michael Montgomery, and I Swear.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
There's a police officer from Boston who got himself into a lot of trouble after he made some very questionable choices last week. So he went out to a club in Rhode Island and hired two, how should I put this, ladies of the night he found on Instagram. Well, they went to a bunch of different bars and types of clubs and then back to his hotel room. Well, at some point, they stole his service weapon. Oh. It was a 40 caliber Glock 22 semi-automatic, and they ran off with it. Well, the women anonymously dropped the gun off at a fire station in Providence, Rhode Island, the next day. But the cops in Rhode Island tracked down both women and arrested them for their bad choices.
Oh, gosh.
Well, the Boston cop isn't facing any charges yet, but he's been put on paid leave while the department investigates. This story reminds me of a joke I once heard.
Oh, no.
What do you call a sleepy police officer?
I don't know, Kelly. What do you call him?
An undercover's cop. There's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, it is 7 o'clock in K-Fine Country. Good morning. Nutrition Hub is where we are in Jonesboro on Caraway Road, and we invite you guys to stop by here this morning. And it's really a great way to start your day because you get your aloe shot. You get to pick the flavor of the aloe shot, which is great for your digestion and helps you throughout the day. There's also the energy tea, which is one of my favorite things here because I've been so addicted to energy drinks for so long. This is a healthier alternative.
And it tastes just like an energy drink, but
like you said, it's healthier for you.
And then the protein shake, of course, you know, I try from time to time to be better about what I need to eat and get all my nutrients in. And a protein shake is a great way to do that. And it's a quick way to get breakfast started. And when you think about the flavors, I think that's the thing I like the most about the Nutrition Hub is the fact that there's so many different flavors. So if you want something fruity today, if you want something chocolatey and rich, they have all these different flavors. I would imagine if you go through here, there's probably, I don't know, 50 different flavors you can choose
from. Well, it's whatever mood you're in. So if you're in the mood for something sweet, they've got Snickers, sugar cookies, strawberry cheesecake, Fruity Pebbles, banana nut bread, all kinds of stuff.
So again, the Nutrition Hub is where we are, the new home for the K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc., and we do invite you to stop by and join us this morning. Also,
the sun's in our sun eyes. I was trying to help. But I'm excited. The sun is up and it's shining on us. That's better than rain, right?
Well, because it's been a minute since we've seen a lot of sun. I almost took a picture of it, but then I thought, I'm like that old person.
Oh, the sun's shining.
Look at my spaghetti. You know, it's like I didn't want to be that. Anyway, Gus Mettler joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well. Are you a student at Arkansas State University?
I am. I'm a senior, and I'll graduate in May.
Good for you.
How exciting is that for you?
I'm super excited.
How long have you been in school?
Well, my whole life.
Seems like it, right? Yeah.
How about college?
This is my fourth year.
Oh, so good. That's good. Kelly was in college for 8 years.
Oh, hush.
Is that true?
No.
That is not true.
Just 7.
Hey, we're excited to have you here because we got to do something last year that was a lot of fun. And I've never been a waiter in my life. And of course, I've never been a waitress either.
That makes so much more sense now that you tell me that. Because I have been a waitress.
Well, you weren't any good either.
I was awesome.
So at Arkansas State, there's a chapter called Up Till Dawn, which is something really special. Tell us about Up Till Dawn and why you want to pour so much energy into it.
Up Till Dawn is a student organization at Arkansas State, and we fundraise for the kids at St. Jude. Danny Thomas had a dream that no child should die in the dawn of life, and we believe that too. And so last year we raised about $105,000 for the kids at St. Jude.
Wow.
And this year we're looking to raise $115,000. We've worked really, really hard so far, and we need people from the community to come out to this event and help us reach our goal.
So I've had the chance to work with St. Jude and St. Jude patients, golly, for most of my radio career, which has been a little bit now. And the idea that you can go and tour the hospital and you can see what happens, you know people. I personally know people whose lives have been saved by going to St. Jude. I know families who, you know, didn't know where to turn because they got the diagnosis of cancer and their child had to go to St. Jude, and they weren't financially ready to be able to do that. But guess what? St. Jude says, we're just going to take care of your kid. It's a really neat deal, but it's all based on donations and people like us going out of our way to do things. I've been a partner in Hope for a long time. I believe Kelly has as well. And another way we can give is at a celebrity waiter event that's happening coming up on Monday.
Yes, it's on Monday at US Pizza from 6 to 10 p.m. In that time frame, any sales that they make will 10% of it will go to St. Jude.
Right.
And in the front, we're going to have a donation bucket. So if anybody wants to make any extra donations, we'll gladly accept those too.
So last year we got there and we agreed, myself, Kelly, and David, the barrel boy, all agreed to be a part of the event. And we didn't really know what to do once we realized that it could be kind of stressful to be a waiter, right? Because, like, you don't want to bug people. And I felt like I was just bothering people.
We would just wait for their drink to be gone so we could go give them something else to drink.
So, but it's a fun experience for us. And I know last year there were a bunch of local, I guess we could say, celebrities, dignitaries who were out there that were helping. Do you know who all is going to be a part of it this year?
I won't spoil it for everyone, but I do know a few. Dr. Danfus and his amazing wife, Kelly, will be there, and they are just a blessing to
A-State. Awesome.
They're amazing. Miss A-State, Ellie Stafford, will be there.
Yep. Awesome.
Our recently queened, homecoming queen, Stacey Mont, will be there. And so if you have little girls, they're going to be wearing crowns. So, I mean, they'll feel super special. And then Destiny Quinn will also be there. So those are just a few.
Awesome.
So all friends of ours, and we're excited to be able to be a part of this. Kelly will be there. I'll be there. David the Barrel Boy will be there. I can't remember last year if David wore the barrel, though.
I think he might have worn it for some of the pictures, but I think we were worried that he was going to knock things over.
Do you think, since David isn't on the show, Gus, you think we should make something where we tell people how they should treat David, like maybe they're rude to their waiter, and then we'll double the donations?
Yes.
No, but again, it's all for St. Jude, and tell me your experience with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and why it's so important.
Every year I try to either whether it's the same thing I did last year or if it's something new that I'm going to do this year, I try to find something that's greater than myself to dedicate my time to. And this year it happened to be St. Jude. I've given to St. Jude throughout my life and right. throughout my time at A-State, but once I got on this board, it's kind of like Danny Thomas's dream also became mine.
Right.
And it's just a feeling I don't know how to describe. When you get to see these kids with smiles on their faces and give them hope, it's
yeah.
just the best mm-hmm. feeling in the world. And so I definitely think if you could give to one thing in your life, mm-hmm. St. Jude is it, because it's constantly, mm-hmm. constantly giving hope. And that's just so important.
When I was the first time I went through the hospital, I remember thinking this is going to be such a depressing thing, right? I was like, oh, I'm going to be depressed. It's going to be sad. And then you go through there, and there are sad things that happen there, you know, where kids are having to fight cancer. But the idea that there's kids pulling each other in wagons, and that when you go through some of the areas where they're going to go in to see their doctors, where it's designed for children, and all the desks are lower, and everything is designed to really make them feel comfortable, you really realize how amazing St. Jude is. And again, on Monday, US Pizza is where we're going to be. We invite you guys to come by there, make plans. If you only go out to dinner one night out of the week, make it Monday and help raise money for St. Jude. We appreciate you coming by this morning.
Thank you.
We are live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, 7:16, and we are set, man. We've had our aloe shots here this morning.
Yes.
Good for digestion, good for the gut health, which is a big deal. People talk about that mm-hmm. all the time now. Which one did you get?
I got the aloe shot. I got the cranberry this time.
So that's the one mm-hmm. I tried as well. Did you copy me on the energy tea as well?
I did. I got the peach tropical,
which is the K-Fine tea. And again, the reason I like this one so much is because as much and as long as I've drank those energy drinks, this one tastes mm-hmm. like
it
an
does.
Energy drink, but it doesn't have the bad stuff in it. It's
right.
the tea with the good flavor in it. And again, this stuff actually will bring up your core temperature about 1 degree, which allows you to burn calories while you're drinking tea. It's a heck
Sign
of a way
up,
to start
yes.
today. And then the protein shakes as well. So many different options on that. Kelly ran through some a few minutes ago. But there's the Snickers protein shake, the wedding cake, the white chocolate pretzel. There's the oatmeal cookie, the Nutter Butter. Oh, my gosh, the Nutter Butter?
Apple pie.
I might try the Nutter Butter today, because that reminds me of those cookies that look like little peanuts.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? The Nutrition Hub is where we are on Caraway Road in Jonesboro, the Caraway Plaza. We invite you to join us. It's the same shopping center as Old Navy and Petco. The Nutrition Hub, the new home of the K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc. Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy oh, birthday yeah. to you. Happy
Hi.
Birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday. Happy
Boy.
Birthday
for
to
it.
You.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for it today. It is Wednesday, February the 13th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Let's start with the belated birthday. Happy birthday. Belated goes to Logan Audison, who turned 17 over the weekend.
Happy
listening
birthday.
This morning. Happy birthday to Logan. All right, celebrating today, we have Gene Audison of Jonesboro celebrating. Tiffany Collins from Ash Flat, happy birthday. Layla Lindsay of Newport is turning 12. Sandra Kane of McCrory has a birthday. We have Tuesday Gann of Manila. Love from Kaylin. Philip Nelson of Bono celebrates. Bethany Schlesinger of Jonesboro turns 50. Zaylin Russell of Jonesboro turns 3. Sarah Brown of Pocahontas has a birthday today. Macy Bice of Ravenden, 12 years old. Jeff Davis from Jonesboro celebrating. Billy Britt Jr. of Jonesboro turns 30. Emily Zane of Jonesboro has a birthday. And April Smith from Wynn is celebrating today as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Prince Michael Jackson Jr. is 22 today. Daniel Portman is 27. He's on Game of Thrones. Mina Saviri, did I say that right?
No, that's about as wrong as it gets.
Help me.
Try it again.
Mina Saviri.
That's it.
Is that it?
Did you say Saviri?
I don't know.
Saviri.
She's 40. That was Heather in American Pie.
She was also in the movie with Kevin Spacey, American
That's
Beauty.
That's right. With all the rose petals?
Yes.
Of course you know that part.
Shut up.
Uh-huh. Jerry Springer is 75. Jerry.
Thank you, Kelly.
And then Peter Tork from the Monkees is 77 today.
I remember sitting with my mother watching the Monkees on television, and their theme song is essentially iconic.
Yes.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees.
Yes.
Hey, Cody, do we have the Monkees theme song?
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. And people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody
Happy birthday to Peter Tork of the Monkees, who celebrates today. We're live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. Come by for your aloe shot, your energy tea, your protein shake. Come by for your pre-workout, your post-workout, whatever you need. They're going to make you feel better. They're going to give you the healthy way to start your day. If you need that extra boost of energy around lunchtime and you're thinking, man, if I eat a ton of carbs at lunch, I go back to work and I'm tired and I can't move and I don't feel like doing anything, how about that protein shake and energy tea at lunch as well? The Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in the Caraway Plaza, the same shopping center as Old Navy and Petco. It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Nutrition Hub is where we are, the Caraway Plaza in Jonesboro, which is right near Old Navy and the same shopping center as Old Navy and Petco. Come in, get your aloe shot, get your energy tea, which can be great to get your day started. Like, yes. I need that in the morning. I need a little bit of that boost, and the energy tea will give you the boost, and it also helps you by burning calories. I never realized that something could bring up your core temperature 1 degree and you could burn like 120
calories.
That's awesome,
yeah.
And then the protein shakes are so good too. And they have so many different options. A lot of times you think, well, my protein shake, it's going to be chocolate or it's going to be vanilla and it's not going to taste very good. That's kind of what we settle for with protein shakes. But when you come by the Nutrition Hub, there's so many different options. Like, they have Fruity Pebbles, they have Honey Bunches, oatmeal cookie, the chocolate peanut butter banana. Lots of different options.
Peanut butter cup, Snickers, wedding cake. Ugh.
Yep. So we'll have four protein shakes already this morning, our full day. Wendy Stotts joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
It's good to see you this morning.
Thank you.
So we wanted to talk to you about an event that's going to be coming up because Arkansas has something that's really special. The Arkansas Single Parent Scholarship Fund, which you're the program manager for. And I'll be honest, when you're telling me about how you help families and people in this area, I'm like, wow, I didn't realize, number one, there was such a need, and number two, there was such an awesome organization to help.
Absolutely. We've been in existence for almost 30 years, but on this side of the state, volunteers have really just carried the flag. And in 2018, we awarded 80 students $53,000, a total of $53,000. So the need is great, and one in five families is a single-parent family.
Right.
Just things that we don't think about that are barriers to allowing them to continue their education and really improve their family's life and break a cycle of poverty. So it's a great organization. I'm just honored to be a part of.
Well, there's things in life, you know, you think you have it figured out when you're young and, well, I'm going to put off college for a little bit. Then life happens and sometimes life throws you a curveball and you're sitting there going, man, I would love to go back to school, but I have responsibilities and I have children and I have all these different obligations and I don't know if it's possible. And here comes an organization that says, no, guess what? This is possible and we're here to help.
It is possible. And really the first step is for them to go to a financial aid office on a campus that's near them. And that's where they'll find out about us. They'll find out about any federal funding that's available. Most of us know a single parent,
right.
You know, and if you didn't know one today, after you've heard about this, you may run into one and remember what we can offer, but we're here to support.
So how does this work if somebody is a single parent and they're wanting to pursue going back in and getting their education, bettering their lives for their children? How do they go about being a part of this and getting involved and seeing if you guys can help them?
Well, I love to answer questions and connect them with whoever can help them on the campus that's nearest to them. There are a lot of federal programs that will help with tuition and fees and even books and sometimes child care vouchers and gas vouchers and that kind of thing. And I love to connect them with all of my network of financial aid counselors. But our scholarship is awarded directly to the student. So part of the process is them showing that they're enrolled, showing that their GPA is a 2.0 minimum. And if they're just coming out of high school and going into college, we can work with that as well. But they apply for our scholarship, provide just pretty much the basic documentation, and then if they meet those requirements, there's not a lot of subjectivity involved. We give them a check directly that they're able to use for whatever their greatest need is in pursuing that education.
How many people are there that are needing help that you all are in contact with right now? Because I know there's a fundraiser coming up because you want to be able to provide for everybody who comes to you. So with this, are there people kind of on a waiting list for the scholarships?
Well, we have 43 who have submitted an application for the spring 2019 semester. We don't have enough money to award them all, so we're having this fundraiser on February the 23rd. We try to give students who are enrolled in 12 hours or more an $800 check. And then goes down related to how many hours they're enrolled in. Right. But our fundraiser is on February the 23rd at the Hilton Garden Inn from 11 to 1. It is a ladies' brunch and little girls' brunch because we are going to have a special guest, Belle the Princess.
That's awesome.
Our event is called Beauty and the Beads, so it's centered around jewelry.
Right.
We'll have silent auction. We have a raffle piece donated by Pagan's Jewelry, a 34-inch dyed pearl necklace.
Oh, neat.
Yes, and so we're selling raffle tickets on that right now. I'd love to sell you a raffle ticket. I'd love to sell you a ticket to the event.
Sure.
It will be a beautiful event. We're very excited. Looking forward to it.
So if people are looking for tickets, I know you have a spot on Eventbrite, which is eventbrite.com.
Right.
What's the search terms that they need to look for?
If you go to eventbrite.com, it's very friendly, and you just key in Beauty and the Beads in Jonesboro, really.
Sure.
And that'll get you right to the link. You can purchase tickets there. You can buy a table of 8 for $160, or you can buy individual tickets for $30. If the child is age 3 to 10, the ticket is $25.
And again, the event's happening on February 23rd, so that's 1 week from this coming Saturday.
That's right.
At the Hilton Garden Inn. If people want to find out more about the Arkansas Single Parent Scholarship Fund, what is the easiest spot, the destination, to get more information?
Well, the website has a lot of consonants, but it's the first letter of our each of the words of our organization. So it's ASPSF.org. You can contact me at wstotts. That's a lot of T's and a lot of S's. WSTOTTS at ASPSF.org. I know, that's crazy.
And ABC123. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Wendy Stotts joins us live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your KFine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, 7:52 in K-Fine Country, live at the Nutrition Hub, 1203 South Caraway in Jonesboro, the Caraway Plaza, right next to Old Navy and Petco. Again, you can start your day with us, and you can even hear it in my voice today. I've had the energy tea already. I feel like I'm ready to tackle the world.
There's a pep in your step.
There's a pep in my step this morning. We had the K-Fine tea, which was the peach tropical, which is really good, and
very
it tastes
tasty.
Like an energy drink, mm-hmm. And it is energy, but it doesn't have all the bad stuff in it. And then the protein shake, we were just debating on different things that we could do for that. Also, after your workouts, post-workout, I see a lot of people coming in after the gym.
Mm-hmm.
They can help you out. There's all kinds of special things that you need after a workout, after mm-hmm. you exert force. So the Nutrition Hub can get you hooked up, and it's a healthy way to start your day or in the middle of the day at lunch.
Yeah, if you need a pick-me-up, which I feel like after lunch, I'm always like, so come in and get an energy tea.
Amanda Strain joins us this morning live here at the Nutrition Hub, survivors of suicide loss. And here we are 1 year after this organization came onto the scene in the Jonesboro area. And how has that first year been for you all?
It's been really interesting for us. You know, we started, like I said, you know, a year ago. Well, like you said, a year ago. And it was a very exciting but scary journey for us because
right.
we didn't know how the support was going to be needed here in the area. But I knew it was a big cause that we needed here in the area. So we ventured out. Well, I ventured out and kind of see, you know, how it was going to work out. And we had a big, well, basically, need in this area.
Right. And I think what is, when we talked to you and met you the first time on a breakfast club a couple of months ago, you know, we had the conversation about why this was something that you felt that there was a need for in this area. And the truth was, and it was just personal experience.
Yes. I lost my husband. It was actually yesterday. It was 4 years and 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I started going to groups in Searcy. So I was driving an hour and a half away to deal with my personal experiences.
Right.
And I realized that helped me through personal growth. So I wanted to bring that support here in Jonesboro where we didn't have any resources.
So for somebody who's going through what would be the most traumatic thing in their life, and that's the loss of a loved one through suicide, there's probably tons of different feelings and emotions that hit you right off the bat. For people who have gone through that or are going through it right now and they're struggling with that, how important is it to have people to talk to?
I think it's crucial. You know, I don't think there can be a lot of healing without connections and support. And without truly going through something, it's really hard to understand something. I know it's very isolating.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when you can find someone that you can truly open up and be completely honest with and them not judge you or say it's going to be okay or they're in a better place, but just listen to you and hear your story, I think that promotes the healing.
And I think that that might be the natural thing for people to say is, you know, hey, I'm sorry for your loss and the better place. And I can get that because I think that's probably something that, that I would have said. But the truth is, until you're in the situation, you don't know how to deal with the situation. Mm-hmm. And you can't talk to people who haven't been there.
Right.
I mean, when you're talking through to people who have been through the same thing, they get it. You get it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So tell the people who are listening right now how you can be a part of this organization. I know there's meetings that happen monthly. Maybe somebody has kept this inside and internalized this for a long time. There is help out there.
Absolutely, there's help out there. You know, we have our meetings every second Tuesday in the month. They're at Families Inc., and they start at 6:30.
Right.
It is an open group, and what that means is you can join at any time.
Right.
So any time that you feel comfortable, you can come to the group meetings. And you can share your story. If you don't want to share your story, that's okay, too. You can just come and just listen. Come and meet the other survivors and just hear their stories and see how they can relate and how they can connect. And maybe that will help you through your growth journey. If you're not comfortable doing that, we have another program. It's the Survivor Outreach Program. Maybe you just want to talk to somebody one-on-one.
Right.
If you want to do that, we have a website. It's www.afsp.org/SOP. And you just fill out a form, and someone will contact you via phone call, and they can actually just talk to you for an hour and a half. And they can walk you through that process and maybe get you into a support group when you're ready.
So is that a way that if somebody maybe isn't comfortable to walk into a room with other people just yet, that they can deal with that over the phone?
Exactly. And that will be a really good icebreaker just to begin at least talking about your loss journey.
So as you're going through stresses and loss, I guess people probably, they don't know what to expect. Their body goes through different things. Their emotions go through different things. And I guess there's some, as we were looking over here at this, some of the traumatic events that might happen. What is natural for people after a traumatic event?
There's a lot of things. And according to the CDC, there's whole, you know, there's shock, there's disbelief, there's feelings of sadness and numbness where you don't feel anything at all. You may be really angry and confused. A lot of people can't concentrate. I hear that one so much in my support groups. If people just can't concentrate, they may zone out at their jobs, or they just can't do their jobs, or they may just lose time.
Right.
Or they may be sitting at their computer screen, they look down and there's 30 minutes that pass, and they don't even realize it. A lot of people will have no appetite. They'll stop eating, and they may not realize that they haven't ate all day.
Right.
Nightmares are reoccurring. That's a really common one.
Gives me chills thinking about that.
Common, you know, that's really common. Headaches, backaches, stomach aches, having constant stomach aches or digestion problems is really common. So having those somatic complaints with your body is really common. Some people will turn to drugs and alcohol. So there's a lot of different things that your body will go through, your mind will go through. But if you're having any of those symptoms or any of those things, it might help you to contact a mental health provider. You know, like Families Inc. is always going to be there for everybody. And if you're going through a suicide loss, you know, the support group's going to be there for you, too.
You were saying something, too. There's not a timeline. So it may not have been recent, but it could have been 15, 20, 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that this group is still for you. And
absolutely,
some of these people haven't talked about it for a number of years, and they're still welcome to come.
Absolutely. This group is for everybody who's been a survivor of suicide loss. Whether you are newly bereaved and this, you know, has been a recent loss, or you were many, many years down the road, this group is for you.
Amanda Strange joins us this morning. The group, again, is called the Survivors of Suicide Loss. They meet the second Tuesday of each month at 6:30 at Families Inc. And again, they're going through 1 year of service to people here in this area, and more people, when they hear about it, they reach out to be a part of that. And again, the second Tuesday of the month, 6:30 at Families Inc. We appreciate you stopping by. Good to catch up with you again.
Thank you.
We're live at the Nutrition Hub of Jonesboro on Caraway Road in the same shopping center as Petco and Old Navy. It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club powered by Families Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
806 in K-Fine Country. The Nutrition Hub is where we are on Caraway Road in Jonesboro, the Caraway Plaza, which is the same shopping center as Old Navy and Petco. Again, start your day with the aloe. Man, it's good for your belly. It's good for anybody who's battling indigestion and your digestion of your food. The aloe is good for that. Then step two is the energy tea, which gives you the energy. And I don't know if you can tell, but I've had my energy tea. Only a little bit of it. And I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, you still need glasses, but you feel better.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. The energy tea, we do the K-Fine one. That's the one that we like. It's peach tropical. And then the protein shake, which we'll do here momentarily. There's probably 50 or 60 options of protein shakes. So if you're one of those people, oh, I get vanilla, I get chocolate.
Well, I just ordered ours, and we're getting two Nutter Butters.
Oh, you did do that?
Yep, I did.
Okay, I didn't even realize that. We have two special guests who have joined us, and I'm going to look up. I'm going to look up at Izzy Bond real quick and see if she's sitting right. She is.
She is.
We realized last week, Izzy, that when Kelly and I sat in these chairs, we were kind of lounging
like this.
We were not doing pageant posture.
Yeah, it's okay. It's a really hard trick. You know, pageant posture is not always my
it's
posture.
It's learned,
yeah,
yes.
You have to learn it for sure.
So tell me how this looks.
That looks a lot better.
Is that
I
better?
I think your shoulder blades will appreciate you.
Okay, so I'm going to work. Should I put my shoulders back a little bit?
Yeah, shoulders back, chest up.
Mm-hmm. Chin out.
I don't know about that.
Now,
I love it.
Izzy, we met her a couple – I just kind of squatted down. We met you a couple years ago. She was doing homework during a broadcast.
That's right.
Yeah, that was our meeting moment.
Was that 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yes. I was doing homework before my AP Gov class.
Right.
That was due that next hour.
Yeah, she was about to go on air with us, and she's sitting there on the table doing her homework.
Right.
It's true.
And then
we've
seen her in the Miss Arkansas pageant system, and here we are headed into the March of Dimes prom fashion show. I was talking to Sherry Bobbitt. Sherry, you were saying that Izzy has helped to take a lead in this thing as well, right?
She has for the past 2 years. And we couldn't do it without her and so many of our council members. We have on our council about 30 students from across
That's
Northeast
awesome.
Arkansas. And, you know, anytime you have a small group like that, you generally have a select few that really jump in and take a leadership role. And Izzy is one of those students for us.
So tell me why you wanted to be a part of the Chain Reaction Youth Council.
Okay, before I answer that, I have to give a plug to Miss Sherry.
Okay.
I mean, she gives up so much of her time to meet with us to make sure everything's going smoothly, to make sure we have what we need. So she is the best. And look, she's even here with me this morning.
Yeah.
I know. Round of applause.
Thank you.
And what does she get out of doing that?
She's a volunteer.
Right. Isn't that
so
amazing?
She just gives up her time. It's something she's passionate about, and I think her passion pours into us, and that made me want to join. So to
I didn't
tie
realize
that.
When I first met Sherry, it was many, many years ago when I first started doing the prom fashion show. I thought she was an employee of the March of Dimes. I had no idea she was just giving that much of herself and her time to do that. So that encourages people like you,
it
students,
does.
To
her
go
passion.
And do that too.
Yeah, her passion encourages us to step out of our comfort zone and, you know, find something that you can have an impact with and find something you're passionate about. And it really pushes you to want to be better and to want to do better.
So the March of Dimes, for you, when you learned about it, when you heard about it, why was it something that you wanted to pour your energy into? Because there's other things you could have done, but the March of Dimes obviously is something that you wanted to jump right into.
Right. In the seventh grade, I was actually asked to be in the prom fashion show by Miss Shelley Kelly, and seventh graders are not in the prom fashion show, but she needed someone last minute, so there I was, little seventh grade Izzy with all these high school girls, and ever since I've been a part of it. So seventh through 12th grade, this has been a big part of my life, and it's something I can't see my January and February months without it, without practice every Sunday. So it's been super fun, but going in, when we toured the NICU unit at St. Menard's, I think that's what had the most impact, to actually see what we're doing and how we're giving back is helping those families.
Well, the March of Dimes is all about helping families who are either going through pregnancy, that you want people to have healthy pregnancies, or people who are dealing with premature birth, or even worse, infant mortality. And that's the March of Dimes is there to help support those families. The prom fashion show is a really fun way to raise money. Because, I mean, yeah, we could do different events, and we do the Chef's Auction, which is a great event. But, man, you talk about getting students motivated. When you're talking about prom fashion, it is so much fun.
It is. It is. We get to model beautiful gowns. I'm going to plug our sponsors here.
Go ahead.
So we have Gorgeous You from Paragould. We have David's Bridal from here in Jonesboro. We have The One and Jessica's. We have Men's Warehouse, Men in Black. And then
Great Expectations
here in Jonesboro.
She did all of that with no notes, by the way.
I'm going to go trying on dresses today, actually.
Yay!
Yeah.
So, and then David the Barrel Boy and myself will be a part of this, and we get to serve as the host for this event. If you've never been to a prom fashion show, yes, it's about the fashion and people get dressed up, but there's entertainment. And I think that's what I enjoy the most, is it's not just like, let's walk the runway and be done.
Right.
There's music. And
you guys make it really fun.
We do. We try really hard to. So this year we have a new added entertainment. The council is going to do our own song a High School Musical song about prom. So we are working on choreographing our council song. And let me tell you, we're a hot mess express. But it's going to be fun. And then I'll be singing a duet with some people. We have other council members. Let me tell you, we have a talented council.
That's awesome.
Can sing and play instruments and dance and so many other things. So a lot of them will be performing. It's going to make the show really fun.
It is a really, really fun event. And it's actually happening 1 week from this Saturday. It's going to be the 23rd. Brooklyn has been such a great school.
Absolutely.
For my entire run, it seems like, with the prom fashion show. So if people want tickets, I know the Chain Reaction Youth Council has tickets, right?
We do. The models actually all have 10 tickets, and as of right now, most of them have sold 10, but never fear, we have given them more.
Awesome.
So you can find a model for tickets, or you can buy them at the door for $10.
Miss Bobbitt, what do you think about this year's prom fashion show? You've seen a bunch of them. How's it looking so far?
It always looks like a hot mess until they get on the stage the night of.
Right.
I don't know if you remember last year or not, but the practice last year, when it was over,
right,
I thought, oh my. And they came out on the stage that night. And
rocked it.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
They did. They rocked it. And I loved it. And every year it's like that.
Yep.
And I just want to say that the guys... The girls are beautiful, and I love to watch them come out on stage. But the guys, oh, they make the show.
They do.
Oh, they get silly.
The show. And Brandon, we're bringing back Mr. March again this
year.
It's
my favorite part, man, where the guys dress up as pageant queens.
Right.
Yeah.
And they flirt with Brandon.
Is it true that you're going to be dressing up as one of the queens this year?
Kelly, we cannot confirm nor deny that.
Okay.
It's the March of Dimes Prom Fashion Show. It happens 1 week from this Saturday. It's going to be February the 23rd, the Brooklyn Auditorium. Izzy, it's great to see you again.
Y'all too. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Are you skipping school?
Well, I am the marketing intern at St. Bernard's.
Oh, okay.
So today I get to go out with the junior leadership crew, the 11th graders with Chamber of Commerce.
Awesome.
So I'm not playing hooky.
All right.
Okay.
We're having to watch her every once in a while, though. Ms. Sherry Bobbitt, we appreciate all you do for the March of Dimes as well.
Thank you. I love to do it.
We are live at the Nutrition Hub of Jonesboro here, your K-Fun Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:24 in K-Fine Country, live at the Nutrition Hub, Caraway Plaza in Jonesboro, the same shopping center as Old Navy and Petco. And, man, if you want to start your day with that little extra pep in your step, the energy tea, that's the way to do it. Plus, it brings up your core temperature by about 1 degree. So it's not really that noticeable, but at the end of the day, you've burned an extra 100, 120 calories just because of that temperature change. And then there's the protein shake. So many of us focus on wanting to have the right nutrients, but it's so tough to go in and prepare a meal all the time that has everything that you need. But when you can come here and you can get one of these protein shakes and it has all these different things that you need for your body to function properly, and it tastes good.
Right, exactly.
That's the one right there. Like the no-bake cookie, that's a good one. They have the Nutter Butter, which is what I'm trying here today. My wife has always told me that the wedding cake would be her favorite here, the peanut butter cup. I had that last time. Lots of great flavors right there. Dr. Kevin Reed joins us this morning from Vet Care. What's up, Doc?
Hi, doing great.
So I'm going to have – here, I want you to go through there. Pick your protein shake. Which one do you think you would choose? Are you more of a fruity type of guy?
Sometimes, but I think I would probably take the mint chocolate.
Mint chocolate.
Sounds good.
They have one that's like mounds. You like the mounds with like the coconut and stuff like that? I've had that as well. Okay, so Dr. Reed from Vet Care joins us. He comes in every week, and we talk about different things that are affecting the pet community, the pet population, things that we need to be looking out for as pet owners. So, Dr. Reed, what do you have for us this week?
Well, it's not anything to look out for, but it's just an observation on cat behavior, one aspect of cat behavior. And if you have a cat, David ought to be the one here because I know he's a cat man.
Right,
but,
he is.
If you've ever noticed, cats like to knock things off for no apparent reason.
Sure.
You know, they get up on a shelf and they're laying down. All of a sudden, they'll just take their paw and knock
it's
off.
It's like their own entertainment or something.
Right.
It could be a candle.
And you think, are they mad at me? Or, you know, because usually something that comes off, if it's breakable, it's going to hit the floor and break.
Sure.
But cats are very curious and they're inquisitive, and you know, they're in indoor cats especially, we've talked a little about this before, but their environment is not very enriched. When they're outside, they can see birds and things moving, leaves moving, you know, it's just a whole new world out there. Inside, especially if no one's home, they're bored. And cats being, they use their paws to interact with their environment and touch things. So, you know, they see something laying there and they want to feel it, the texture of it, and all of a sudden it moves a little. Well, that intrigues right. them. And it moves a little more. It may make a little scooting noise or something.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, when it gets to the edge, it drops down and it moves a lot. And right. so, you know, it's mainly boredom. I mean, and so we've talked about the environmental enrichment, because you can imagine just staying there by yourself all day, no interaction, can't see out the window.
Yep.
And so there's things you can do. Number one is cat toys or little feathers on little springs that they can paw around. There's really some neat programs, DVDs called, there's one called Video Catnip, that you can put it in your television. And
no
it has
way.
Yes, has birds and fish and cats. I've seen cats that are mesmerized by it. They just sit there and watch.
Can you
the
use
script.
It for your kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I occupy Leslie with that when I leave the house.
It works a lot, yeah. But that's one thing to consider. Or adding an aquarium, you know, and we have an aquarium in our office, and you know, the cats go up there and they love to watch the fish. And,
but do they ever try to go after the fish?
I've seen some kind of paw at the glass, and right. You know, but they're, you know, movement attracts them, and so, you know, it's important to enrich any animal's environment, but cats especially, because they are, you know, they're predators in the wild, and you know, a big part of their time is looking for prey out there, you know, and gathering and eating, you know, stalking the prey and then catching and eating it. So, you know, and our domestic cats retain a lot of those characteristics. So it's important to you know, not make them, you know, bored all the time.
See, I didn't realize that, because I figured, hey, if it's a domesticated cat that has gone through years and years of being in the home through previous generations, that maybe that's just what they're used to. I didn't realize that they would get bored like a human would.
Well, in the cartoon, I meant to tell you, I saw a little cartoon that reminded me of this, and there's this cat sitting at the bar, much like the one here, and he's asking the bartender for a drink. The bartender sets it on the bar, and the next frame it shows him knocking it off, and he says, I'll have another.
Right.
The next frame sets it down, he knocks it off, I'll have another. So that's, you know, that's really true to life.
Continue to enrich the lives of your pets. Same thing for dogs, I guess?
Dogs need enrichment too, you know, especially indoor dogs, because they're used to running and jumping and playing if they're outdoors, and you know, you don't want them holding marathons in your house, but, you know, you can get dog toys and chew toys.
I leave the TV on for mine.
And the television, or music, or some kind of interaction that they can, you know, have their senses stimulated.
Is that a good idea for the music? Because I've thought about that before. Like, hey, if I turn the radio on when I leave, the dog is going to be entertained. But then there's a part of me that thinks that's really silly.
No. I think they, you know, I think they enjoy having that background music. And it doesn't need to be real loud. Just something in the background.
My dog really likes Justin Timberlake.
Well, there you go.
My dog likes Jessica Simpson, so how about that? Dr. Kevin Reed joins us live this morning. He is at Vet Care on Parker Road in Jonesboro. We're side by side with Vet Care at the radio station. We're live at the Nutrition Hub in the Caraway Plaza in Jonesboro. It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
8:37 in K-Fine Country. We're live at the Nutrition Hub, the Caraway Plaza in Jonesboro. Again, stop by, get your aloe shot. I had cranberry for the first time today. That's good for your digestion and indigestion issues. They have the energy tea, which has me feeling pretty good mm-hmm. today. I think I could drink another one of those. The great thing about the energy tea is, if you're addicted to like energy drinks like I am,
me too.
Raise your hand if you are too, Kelly. But the deal is these are better for you. They taste like the K-Fine
yes.
Energy tea tastes like one of my favorite energy drinks. Gives you the same energy, mm-hmm. but none of the bad stuff.
Right.
And then the protein shakes as well, probably 50 or 60 different options of protein shakes at the Nutrition Hub. And we'll tag them on social media so you can find out more about them. So Rachel Guerin joins us this morning, and it's kind of weird not to talk to Rachel about the March of Dimes. Because that's kind of our deal. Our connection has been with the March of Dimes, and again, the prom fashion show's coming up. But that's mm-hmm. not why you're here.
No. I'm here today as a volunteer for the Chamber of Commerce. So
that's
excited
neat.
To be here this morning.
So tell me what your role is and why you're volunteering with the Chamber.
Yeah, so I'm a board member with JYPN, which, if you haven't heard about that, that's the Jonesboro Young Professionals Network. And we're a good group of young professionals wanting to network and socialize and really build those relationships across the community. And we put on an annual leadership conference, so we kind of want to spread the word about that.
I think it's neat when you hear about these people who go into these JYPN groups, and then what you realize is as you get older and everybody in the group gets older, guess who's running the town? Those same people you were in JYPN with.
Exactly. Right?
And we've seen that turnover over the years of, wow, these are the people who are the influencers in the market, and I think it's cool that people get in early and they do that. You bring all these people together. Why do you think that networking is so important?
It's just so important because I didn't know half the people I know now through JYPN. And now if I need a favor or I want to do business locally, I have a list of people I can call.
Yep.
Instead of starting that cold call, process. So it's been huge for us.
Let's talk about the event that you have coming up, because I guess somehow you've been put at the forefront of the event and now you're having to help organize, right?
Well, they're making me communicate.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm the communications person for the board. So I get to come in and chat with you guys about this awesome event that we have every year called the Leadership Conference. And this is put on by JYPN, but in no way is it just for JYPN members. It's for leaders all over Jonesboro.
Sweet.
And basically we have just an incredible lineup of speakers. We have Dr. Shane Hunt. We have several small business owners from across town that are going to come in and hold sessions for our attendees, and they're going to tell us how to be a game changer. That's our theme this year, be a game changer in the workplace. And so really build on those leadership skills, those professional development skills as well, and just a really great day to come together as leaders and learn more.
So when is the conference taking place?
It's next Friday, February 22nd. It's at the Chamber.
Okay.
So you don't have to go far, and it's somewhere very familiar.
Right.
And, we'll provide lunch. It's an all-day thing. We're going to start at 8 that morning and end at 4 o'clock that afternoon. We have incredible activities, breakout sessions, team building. I'm going to promise you, you're not going to be bored that day.
So, and it's also a way that people don't have to go to work on Friday.
That's right. That's right. Just talk to your boss, say, hey, boss, I need some leadership skills. Get on in the registration and, spend a Friday with us.
Well, you know who did that? David the Barrel Boy. I was in there when he went to our GM, and he said, I think I want to join JYPN.
Mm-hmm.
I want to network.
Mm-hmm.
David's 24, 25 years old, and he realizes it's important to get in there and to network with people, future community leaders, and then to hear from community leaders who are currently in strong positions. I think that's very valuable.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I have a bone to pick with David. I've only seen him a couple of times at our events, so we might need to talk to him.
Oh,
David is what they call a big talker. And I was wondering, because you said you were going to have a bunch of people talking about different things, how they're leaders. What do you want me to talk about?
Oh, Brandon, I'm sorry.
Rachel, did you forget about me?
Well,
how about next year, Rachel?
Awkward.
Okay, yeah. We'll put you on the list.
Bottom of the list right there. I don't know what I lead, but anyway. So if people want to get tickets, they want to be a part of the conference, can they do that now, or is it just day of?
No, they can do that now. Please do that now.
Okay.
Email mcook@jonesborochamber.com. You can also go on our Facebook, JYPN at Jonesboro on the Facebook. Then we also have an Instagram. You can message us, or you can just call the Chamber directly and get tickets.
It's a great way to be a part of the community. And again, Rachel Guerin joins us this morning. And don't forget, because we got to plug it, March of Dimes Prom Fashion Show 1 week from Saturday.
Yes, it's next weekend. We're so excited.
It's the one time of year I wear a tuxedo.
Yeah. So thank you, Brandon.
We appreciate you coming by this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We're live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:50 in K-Fine Country. The Nutrition Hub is where we are, the Caraway Plaza in Jonesboro, the same shopping center as Old Navy, the same shopping center as Petco. Come by, get your day started. Get your day started in a healthy way with healthy foods. When you're eating healthy foods and healthy shakes, guess what? You feel better.
And it's easy, and it's on the go, and you can take it in the car with you because everyone's always in a hurry.
And I've noticed so many young people who are like all into the, hey, I want to get this done. I have stuff to do because life is busy, man. We don't have time to sit around and cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right, yeah.
There's nobody preparing our food like that. So the Nutrition Hub on Caraway is a great spot for you guys to stop by either this morning, or if you're one of those people who needs a quick lunch, come by and do that here as well. Shelby Thompson joins us this morning from Arkansas State University. Welcome in.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So is this your first time to do our show?
Yes, this is my first time on the radio.
Ever.
So I'm so excited, yes.
We need to shout out to the world then,
woo!
Right? So who are you here representing? What sorority?
I'm here with Alpha Omicron Pi, AOPI of Ace State. We are hosting our annual Smokeout Arthritis event this year. It's coming up in March, so about a month away. We're really excited.
So how long have you been a part of AOPI?
This is my third year, so I'm a junior this year, and I am the VP of Communications this year. So awesome. I get to do cool things like this, man. Be on the radio. Yeah. Yes.
So what has it meant for you to be a part of AOPI?
At first, you know, going into college, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go do the whole sorority thing. Super cool, you know. Yep. But since I've been in AOPI, it's been so much more than I ever thought it would be. Things like this event, we raise so much money for the Arthritis Foundation and other charities around Jonesboro. We're just so involved in the community, and I've met my lifelong friends, so it's so worth it. I'm so excited. Love AOPI. Woo.
That was my misconception, though, because before I got more heavily involved with Arkansas State, I was just thinking, hey, sororities and fraternities, they kind of just hang out and they just kind of have fun and maybe, you know, have a party or two. And then I realized, like, how into it so many people get. And like, when we do the things at Arkansas State where all the sororities come out, like Order of the Pack or stuff like that, those things are crazy with the energy, and y'all have fun. And then you go out and do great things for people.
Yes, and we love A-State. So
let's talk about what you guys have coming up, because I've actually been a part of this in the past, the Smokeout Arthritis. It is happening in March.
Yes, March 8th.
Tell us why you're doing this.
Okay, so our national philanthropy is the Arthritis Foundation. A lot of people, that's kind of one of those charities that people don't think about every day. So that's what we're really passionate about. Arthritis is the leading cause of disability in America. It affects 1 in 5 adults, and children get it too. So that's kind of where our heart is. That's why we love our philanthropy so much. So this event is raising money for the Arthritis Foundation, but it's also raising money for a Jonesboro family. So the Richards family of Jonesboro has a little boy. His name's Hiram. Okay. He's 5 years old. He has nonverbal autism, and he's in need of a service dog.
Right.
And so we're so excited. We're going to help raise money for them to get Hiram that service dog. The dog's going to help him just keep him safe, keep him calm. It's going to calm his nerves a lot. And he has had problems with fleeing in the past. So the dog is going to alert the family if he does happen to flee or, you know, get out of the house for any reason. And another thing that's kind of a fun fact and cool is this dog is going to help him swim. A lot of children with autism have a sensory thing where they love water or love certain things, and he loves to swim. So this dog is going to be like that extra safety device, like a flotation device for him. And so we're just really excited to be raising money locally as well. And that's what this event is for.
So let's talk about the event, because again, when you say smoke out arthritis, you're like, well, what does that mean? Like, how are they going to smoke out arthritis? And we're like, no, we're going to smoke it out by having food on a smoker.
Yes.
And it's good food too.
I've gotten that question a few times. So we are having barbecue. So basically how it works is you can buy tickets. They're $15. The ticket includes a barbecue plate prepared by Brian Biggs of Jonesboro. It includes a pork steak, baked beans, coleslaw, a roll, the whole works. And if you come to the event, you get desserts and drinks and all kinds of stuff, or you can pick up. So,
and that's how I've done it in the past. I've just drove right up there and picked up.
We all live busy lives. It's on a Friday, so you can just come by after work on Friday if you don't feel like coming in. Just drive by. So it's March 8th. Pickup is from 4 to 6 p.m., and then the event is from 6 to 8 p.m. So whichever way you want to do that, we'd love to have you there. But you can also drive by and just pick it up. We'll run it outside of you. You don't even have to get out of your car.
That's great.
Also, if you buy, like, quite a few plates, let's say, you know, you want to feed your business for lunch today or something like that, we can also deliver. So,
oh, that's great.
Yes.
So it's a great way to get a great meal for an awesome cause. And, again, I'm sure – that the family, the Richards family, couldn't thank AOPI enough for wanting to help them and the service dog and help their five-year-old. That's awesome.
We're so excited.
So if people want to go ahead and start making those plans so they know how many pork steaks they need to cook up, is there a way that they can get more information?
Yes. So we're all over social media. We have an event page for this event. It's called AOPI's Annual Smokeout Arthritis.
Okay.
And all the information about the event is on there. We have a link to where you can buy a ticket online, donate online if you just feel led to donate.
Yep.
And it's called Crowd Change. And we're going to post the link on the KFIN Facebook. Awesome. It's all over our social media. We're on Instagram, AOPI_ASU. So follow us, keep up with us. We love to hear from everybody. And so you know, if you have any questions or anything, you can always just DM us or message us and ask anything. But it's pretty easy to get on there and just click the link, and the website will guide you exactly where you need to go.
And so. Food is a way, man. Yeah. It's always easy to get me to donate when there's food involved.
Oh, yeah, of course. That barbecue is super good. Oh, I've had it every year, and I'm always so excited to eat some barbecue.
Yes. So, Brian Biggs, if you're listening right now, bring me pork steaks.
Yes. Bring extra.
That's going to be awesome. So, again, we appreciate AOPI, and we appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
For your first radio interview.
Yes.
Great job.
Did I do a good job?
You did.
You did a
awesome.
Good job.
Thank
there you,
you
go. Shelby Thompson joins us live this morning at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Valentine's Day is tomorrow. We're thinking about these gifts. I told my wife the other night, and a lot of people kind of gave me a little bit of heat for it. I told her not to get me a gift. I would rather have money in the bank.
That's awesome.
So, but I mean, I know I need to get something for her, right?
True.
But I haven't done anything.
Something.
So we're making it really easy for you because we have a gift that you don't have to go out and spend any money on. So imagine if we made it so simple, we got you a Valentine's Day bouquet from Bennett's Flowers and Gifts. We got it for you. You win it. You get to take it. You get all the credit when you give it to the person that you love. And all you have to do is go on social media.
All you have to do is like and share. Go to facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So imagine you're a dog up for adoption and you get to go to somebody's home who's rich.
Okay, sign me up.
That's a pretty good gig. Okay, so there's this dog who is 18 years old around Nashville. And the dog was at a rescue called Proverbs 1210. Well, it just so happens that one day online, Luke Bryan and his wife Caroline saw the dog, fell in love with the dog online, adopted an 18-year-old dog,
aww,
and is taking it in to give it a great life while it still has time. It's a really sweet story. We actually have the post from the rescue up on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Last week, Brooks and Dunn announced that they're going to release a new album on April 5th called Reboot, and it's going to be an awesome album. There's a million different artists that are going to be performing with them, including Kacey Musgraves, and they revealed that Kacey is going to sing the song Neon Moon. Now, what's cool about that, she's been singing that song, an arrangement of it, for years as she's been on tour. So she's been performing that for a while. The new album, again, is going to be out in April.
So we talked a lot about that on Friday, the Reboot album, and we played Luke Combs doing Brand New Man.
Right.
I sang that song for 3 days.
It's good.
I just walk around the house going, I saw the light, I've been baptized
it's
by the
good.
Fire. Anyway, it's pretty good stuff. That's actually up on the BBITM blog as well. Also up this morning, we now know the next single that Jason Aldean is releasing to K-Fine, and that single is Rearview Town.
It ain't nothing but a rearview town, broken hearts and rusted plans.
Check out that song on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com. And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have part three of The World's Best, their auditions. We have the two-hour season finale of Celebrity Big Brother. The Masked Singer is on tonight. The Match Game with Alec Baldwin. Drop the Mic is on tonight with Kevin Smith versus Jason Mewes. And then we have Weird City on tonight.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.